Hi everyone, I'm Curtis.
And I'm Juanita.
Sing it.
And we love
marriage.
I won't sing it again, I won't sing it, I promise.
I ain't singing it.
Nah.
Today we wanted to answer one of the Facebook questions. So from our live sessions, we wanted to address, straight in the deep end, and address some of the things that are coming at us. So we've known each other for 18 years. We're not the longest married couple in the world, of course, but we've got stuff to share. We just wanted to just support you on a journey. But we thought let's answer the questions that have been given to us.
Known each other for 18 years, married 15 years.
15.5.
Yeah.
Yeah.
0.4. Nearly 0.5.
It's 0.5.
Is there such a 0.5?
Yes.
No. 0.5. Yeah. So. Quite a few people threw questions at us, and one of the ones we wanted to tackle is what are three things you knew before you got married?
Wish.
Ah. What are three things you wish you knew before you got married? Because if you didn't know,
then you'd have known.
Then you would have known.
Yeah. So for me, I wish I had seen more examples of married couples that are together, maybe showing some affection or whatever. I don't know really what a perfect marriage looks like, but I wish I'd seen more examples and seen more married people around to set an example for me, so that I knew that, so that I'd know more about what I'm getting into and how to be. Because obviously you learn from other people, so I never really had that. So there's a lot of guesswork, I guess. I think the journey's been, for me, a bit harder because I just haven't had knowledge.
Same here, mate. I saw few examples of married couples, or if I did see them in a certain light, it was always like portrayed as, oh, it's Sabbath and we're so perfect. But I didn't ever see those couples outside of a church context. So you didn't know how they were in Tesco, if they got cheesed off in IKEA. That's the biggest place for us to have an argument. IKEA, sets us off.
No, used to. Not now.
It doesn't now, because what we do, we find...
quite a few years now.
Well, we find a little flat in IKEA that we like and we sit down and chat. But in the early days, IKEA used to produce the worst arguments in us ever. So I never got to see couples, as Kurt said, in positive or negative lights. We didn't see many examples. So that's what your first wish that you had before we got married.
Yeah.
Mine is, I wish that I had known that there was no blueprint, because I think that I started to compare myself with specific models and thinking, I don't do it like that, or I don't dress like her, or I don't behave like her, or in public, he goes and gets his own dinner in the queue, or do I go and get it? Am I less of a wife if I do that? I realised that there was,
yes.
I wish I knew that there was no blueprint.
No one showed you?
There is no blueprint.
Okay.
That you make it your own. You make what you have your own.
Make your own.
And you make your own blueprint. And it can't be copied because it's uniquely you. So I wish I had known that there was no blueprint, and then some of that pressure what I experienced wouldn't have been there at all.
For me, I wish I knew that I needed the amount of patience I needed for this journey.
Write that down.
So obviously, you know, if you have an argument, for example, the argument will disappear. Do you know what I mean? It doesn't stay forever. It's like you'll overcome the anger. But back in the day, and I mean way back, way back in the day, it would be a thing where I would be angry thinking, this is it. And so I think sometimes even couples might even separate, split up, because they think they've got the anger and it doesn't go so easily, but it will go. And for me, I look back and I think, man, of all the disputes that we've ever had, they've disappeared. Do you know what I mean? And I would make judgments based on that. So I'm just adding more fuel to this nonsense fire that's there inside of the misconception of anger. It doesn't stay. When we calm down, we think differently. And I wish I knew that, because I wouldn't be so ignorant. at times way back. You know, our differences will go. I wish I knew I needed more patience back.
In 2002.
What about you?
Up until 2015.
Since 2003, I've been fine.
Anyhow.
Yeah.
I wish I knew that life would be difficult. I had a statement the other day. I will clarify it. I had a statement the other day at the marriage counsellor that it just said life is difficult, full stop. And I thought, oh, I've always been running away from difficulties.
Mm.
Every time I see difficult road come back or horrible avenue or I don't know, mad street, I'm just like, nope, not going down that way. Not recognising that life is difficult, but it's what you do with the difficulty in life. There are difficult decisions you've got to make in life. There's difficult situations in life and they cannot be avoided once you are on planet Earth, living and breathing and having your being. And I was trying to avoid all that difficult stuff, thinking, oh no, it's not happening, closing my eyes and thinking it can't possibly be because this is an absolute fairy tale and it's never going to be difficult. But I realized of late that life is difficult and I've embraced that. It's not that I'm embracing the negative or the bad, I'm embracing that this is what life brings, but it's what we do together with the difficulty is what will make us at the end of the day. So I wish I knew before I got in that it wasn't like, oh my days, you're getting married, you're going to look beautiful, you're going to have a nice dress and you're going to have a nice house and children, car, whatever. I wish somebody said to me, it's going to be difficult.
Stuff can happen.
But you can make it, yeah.
Like you can fall into debt. It doesn't matter how much money you earn. Mm-hmm. You can fall into debt. Someone can die, your children put a lot of pressure on. Baggage,
getting on each other's nerves, do you know what I mean? These things are difficult situations in life, made redundant at work. It could be a matter of the fact that somebody may feel de-skilled or devalued at some point in a relationship, even depression can settle in. Now these things are difficult, but these things are part of life. And I wish I had known that these things would come, then it wouldn't be such a surprise and I wouldn't have been spending a lot of my years running from them or actually denying that they were happening.
Just, deep. I wish that I had known how to make you happy before I got married. You know that dating phase, yeah? We were just suckers for it, do you know what I mean? When you get married, you know, before we got married, or as we got married, I thought, you know what, I'm going to look after you nicely. In my head, I was like, I won't mess up because I've made her happy for the last year.
For the first year?
No, before marriage.
Oh, okay.
The dating time. I thought, you know, I made her happy. I'm gonna be all right. But I had no idea to make you happy. That doesn't mean that some of the stuff that we did in the past wouldn't make you happy. It's just obviously we change and we get deeper in life, and that honeymoon, that honey from the moon, just falls away, you know. And
it got drink up.
We lapped it up quick. And I didn't know. And so obviously, like I said, I do take a responsibility and admit that I let you down. But it's, as we went on this journey, I know stuff's coming out, innit? So.
And I don't need as much to make me happy anymore. I'm not a brat. Because I was thinking the same thing. Like, oh, I've made you happy in the dating years. It's going to be a breeze to continue that happiness. And not realizing that when I seek to make him content, he seeks to make me content, and then we're both contented. Do you know what I mean? So no one's fighting to be happy. We're only fighting at making each other happy. And happiness for me isn't a Chanel bag. Or am I allowed to say Chanel on there? Am I going to get sued? Don't like them anyway. Happiness for me isn't a shopping spree. Happiness for me, it's just like having a laugh, going for a walk, cooking together, eating, just being chilled, getting on. It's just simple. It became really simple as time went on. Getting on makes me happy. Getting on with you makes me happy. Don't
you'll cut it.
My final thing, point, that I wish I knew before I got married was that that we were stronger than we thought. there were certain situations and specific incidents that came up in our lives, and I thought, nah, I personally can't handle this, he can't handle this. You know, you just wanted to kind of not bow out, because I didn't want to ever bow out, but I think I just kind of sat in my weakness thinking, oh, that's it, I'm just weak, I can't manage this. But realizing that you're stronger than you think, and going forward, you are actually stronger than you think. There are situations which will come up, and you have to approach and have a mindset which says, you know what, I'm going to go forward, I'm going to manage this. Not only by yourself, but the fact that we have a belief in God makes us know that when we are weak, he is strong. And in fact, his strength is made perfect when we are weak. But then that in that time, we are actually made strong. And so I look back and I think, oh, I was strong then. But when I was going through it, I thought I was weak. But then looking, being outside of marriage and looking in, I wish I had known that when specific situations come up, you will be able to handle it. And if you can't handle it, then you can handle it together. If you can't handle it together, then you both have to take it to the Father God, who can handle it for you.
Mm. Yeah, my word on this is, you must not think failure. I believe personally that too much divorce is happening because people just aren't prepared to go that distance on the struggle. And it's just a temporary thing. Always is temporary.
It's like labour pains. It's like, even if you haven't gone through labour, it doesn't last forever. Each contraction, you know, is about a couple of minutes. But you just know that that's not going to be the rest of your life. That's just a short period.
Yeah. And to add to that, I wanted to just encourage, because you must have a mindset, which means that I will see you on the other side. You have to have a mindset that you will finish this race, that you will never finish running in. You know what I mean? You've got to have a mindset that it's not over. You can't entertain certain thoughts. You can't do that. So with these challenges that we've had, there are some people, some cultures that are already kind of set up for marriage, and it's still never that easy. But we started off well on our back foot.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes to knowledge and experience and all that cultural setup. But you as we've grown and pushed through that pain barrier, it means a lot of patience. Like I said, I was missing for myself. It means that I have to learn how to love. And that's, for me, as an individual, that's a painful process. You have to push through it. You have to push for forgiveness. And eventually you will learn how to make each other happy, responding to each other. But it's a mindset that you have to have, in that you've got to have a goal in your heart. This is what I'm going to do. This is what I need. This is the end point, and then aim for that. Amen.
Yeah.
Please visit.
Mm-mm.
I've done mine.
Oh.
I did it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Please visit.
Theoriginalplan.org. No, joke.
You could do. But please visit welovemarriage.co.uk for more videos, and we would love your feedback.
So share, subscribe, talk about, discuss in your home, share, enjoy, love, and keep loving and improving on what you got. But we aim to just put some nuggets on the website as well as the videos. We want to just put some maybe some lovely quotes and some pictures and stuff like that, but anything to just keep love alive. And we always say, love never fails. Stay the course.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.